You're listening to WITF News. Mid-State folk singer Autumn Sky Hall was introduced to music at a very young age. Since her youth, writing and performing has been her safe space as she tackles bad experiences and turns them into songs that heal. She and fellow musicians Amelia Chick and Casey Shell visited our studio recently to perform a couple songs and chat with WITF's Music's Joe Ulrich.
Now that I've got a choice in things, I'm in a different world. I never treat her as you treated me. Wouldn't do that to my girl.
Just kind of tell me about your musical history.
When I was
music.
Real small, I grew up in a homeschooled, but my parents kind of just would pay attention to what we loved and like give us opportunities to do that and explore that as much as possible. So yeah. I got into music super, super young and stayed doing it my whole life.
My girl is strong, but she's easily broken. And it's my job to make her feel safe and left to be open. When she's with me, oh, she feels like we're on vacation from all the world and always being scared of something.
So tell me about the songs that you played today.
Wouldn't Do That to My Girl is, I was having a hard time approaching writing about the queer experience in a way that felt realistic and like myself.
And I mean, what is the experience for you? Like, what does that song elucidate about the queer experience for you?
It talks about like coming from maybe experiences that weren't that great and having to like unlearn a lot of harmful stuff and like finally being able to be in a place where you're like, I know how to be a responsible person. I know how to be a loving person. I know what boundaries are. It's definitely a song I could not have written 10 years ago and could write this year.
I know she's a human being each day, something different to learn. That's the difference between you and me. I wouldn't do that to my girl. Oh, the worst thing I ever done was try to get someone who hated me to love me.
Describe the feeling when you're playing for people. I mean, what is it that keeps you doing it?
For me, it is one of the safe spaces that I have in my life. I feel very much myself, feel really comfortable, and I feel like it opens a cool, like, healthy, like, reciprocal space where, like, I can feel my emotions and people are like, yay, we love it when you feel your emotions. You know, like, it's like being held by folks around you.
Oh, I'm grateful I don't blink or ever have to think. No, twice about the picture that we've made.
What are the like biggest struggles that
the actual physical aspects of it?
Okay.
Absolutely. I used to just be able to like no sleep whatsoever. The most unhealthy diet of all time. I want to play music when I'm very, very old. I love playing music. I don't really care how I do it or where I do it. I just want to do it. So I'm just trying to take care of my body as much as I can in case.
Now I'm having the same dream almost every day.
For WITF Music, I'm Joe Ulrich.
Where I'm falling asleep and we wake up the